Haridas Pandit. In Krishna's Leela, he was Subal, and he was one of the very confidential associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were here visiting Gauridas Pandit, they were traveling and preaching. Gauridas Pandit, he had such a intimate and spontaneous loving relationship with them. Because as in the Bhava of Subal, he did not see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as his intimate loving friend. So when they were about to leave, Gauridas Pandit, with great humility and divine feelings, he pleaded with them, "Please do not leave me, that your lotus feet are my very life and soul, that I want to cook for you, I want to prepare so many nice offerings for you. Please stay here and accept my offerings." But Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted that they had to go. After all, they came not to just be with one intimate devotee, but they came to this world to spread the glories of the holy names in every town and every village. Gauridas Pandit, his heart broken and tears weeping from his eyes at the thought of separation, begged them to stay. So out of love for his devotee, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, he got wood from a neem tree and personally carved these murtis of Gaur Nitai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he carved these murtis, he did it in the same proportion as himself and his eternal brother, Nityananda Prabhu. As we heard from Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj at Champahati, the temple of Vijayavaninath, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu installed these beautiful deities and told them that we are non-different from these deities, so you worship them and we will always be with you to accept your love. So they began to go. And Gauridas Pandit, being very intelligent, he said, "Oh, if you are not different than these deities, then you let the deities go and you stay." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they raised their arms and they became murtis. And the murtis began to walk away. Gauridas Pandit chased after the murtis, said, "But they were the actual forms of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Where are you going? You cannot go. Please do not leave me. But we are non-different from these deities. They are with you. Well, if you are non-different from the deities, then let those deities go and you stay." So they lifted their arms and they became murtis, and the murtis began to walk away. And this happened again and again and again. And finally, Gauridas Pandit, he couldn't understand anymore which were the deities and which were the real Gaur Nitai. And then he finally fell at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and surrendered and said, "I am your eternal servant, whatever you so desire." And in this way, he worshipped these deities in such spontaneous love. He would cook prasad for them, bhoga, with his own hands. And he would stand with a stick and tell them, "You eat." And unless he saw with his own eyes that they finished all the preparations, he wouldn't leave them. The deities would say, "But we have accepted with our glance." He said, "That is all right, but you eat." So they would eat. This was the love of Goridas Pandit for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And through his life, he worshipped these deities here in this holy place of Ambika Kalna. When he was very old, he had one disciple of the name Hridoy Chaitanya, who later on became the spiritual master of Shamananda Prabhu, one of the great acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. When Hridoy Chaitanya was living here with his Gurudev, Goridas Pandit, I believe they were arranging a wonderful festival for Gaur Purnima. And they were sending all invitations and everything. And at the time, Goridas Pandit was making some special arrangements. So he left the temple for some time. And during that time, so many devotees had come. And they had joined Hridoy Chaitanya. And they were having wonderful kirtan. And they were at the bank of the Ganges having beautiful kirtan. And the kirtan was so wonderful that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, so attracted to dance and chant with their devotees, they again left the altar and went to the bank of the Ganges and began to chant and dance with all of the devotees. Hariyo! And you can imagine how ecstatic the devotees were to see the beautiful forms of Gaura and Nitai dancing with their arms raised. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To this day, they close the doors every few seconds because the pujaris, in the mood of Goridas Pandit, are fearful that if wonderful devotees like all of you have kirtan, they might come and start dancing. So when Goridas Pandit returned, he looked in his temple and he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they were gone. They were not there. Where had they gone? And he heard the beautiful kirtan and he saw their beautiful large forms dancing amongst the devotees. But it was time for their bhoga. He was very much like a friend, wanting to make offering. So he picked up a stick and he went down to chastise Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu for leaving their proper place and was to order them to come back. So as he was coming with his stick, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda became very afraid. And they were looking for some place to hide. Krishna, his nature is, he becomes subordinate to the love of his devotee. Sometimes Mother Yashoda would also pick up stick and Krishna would cry and run away. Krishna, Queen Kunti prayed, you are feared by fear personified, and yet you are crying and trembling in fear of Mother Yashoda. This is the inconceivable nature of your love for your devotees. So in a similar way, Goridas Pandit, who had the Sakyaras, friendly relationship, came with them to punish them and to chastise them. And of course, the Ganges was on one side, so where could they run to hide? So they entered into his disciple's heart, and they hid within his heart. And from that time on, his disciple became known as Hridoy Chaitanya. In Bengali, that means whose heart has Chaitanya? Yeah. He became known as Hridoy Chaitanya because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were hiding from Goridas within his heart. And Goridas Pandit could understand that he was like this, that they were hiding within his heart. And he became very much affectionate toward Hridoy Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu they came back to the altar. And for the rest of his life, he lived here in Ambika Kalna, worshipping these deities. And after him, Hridoy Chaitanya, his disciple, he continued the puja here, worshipping Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. And we are so fortunate that on this auspicious and holy occasion, we have the most rare and sacred privilege to have the blessed darshan of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Would you like to add anything? Maharaj, would you like to add any? This is the place that these are the murtis that come and join their devotees in here. Of course, we should know whether they're out here or whether they're in there. Their arms are raised and they are dancing. Actually, we are dancing with them. Gaur Nithai established this Sankirtan movement, and every time we come together with sincere devotees to chant the holy names, we should know that we are directly joining the beautiful Sankirtan of Gaur Nithai. Every time we have kirtan with the Vaishnavas, we should know we are directly and intimately entering into the eternal lila of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.